Guys, welcome to The Pulse. Every week, you know how we do. We're bringing in people with great stories, entertainers, they're inspiring people. And today, we get to expand it a little bit because I feel like I'm slowly but surely meeting my Fox Soul family.
Yes.
Can I call you family?
Absolutely.
I don't know if I need to introduce you. Like, people kind of know, but this is Vivica A. Fox.
Hey,
thank
y'all.
You. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Fox on Fox.
Right?
Boom.
Right?
Boom.
That's a show.
We
should
talk
to some people.
Yes, Fox on Fox.
We could change the logos and stuff and just roll with it.
You would share that with me? You would share a logo with me?
Of course. Share. We're going to take Anderson down. Click it right quick and make it Fox on Fox.
I love it.
I got to tell you, and thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. This is fun for me. When we started to do the show,
yes.
The thing for me was I really looked forward to just talking to people. Yeah. And am I allowed to be a fan?
Of course.
Talking to people that I'm fans of and find out kind of their story and their experience. So this is a pleasure for me to get to meet you watching movies.
And especially not by Zoom anymore. Like, isn't it great to be back in the studios again?
Yeah.
You know,
because
you get the Zoom. It's so impersonal to me.
Well, I appreciate it. Do you enjoy this kind of thing? We just get to talk. Like, it's.
Yeah.
I know that much of your life has been in front of the camera.
It has. For
and
the last 3 decades.
Always, like, it's not always fun. People take clips and bits. Do you still enjoy this?
I do love what I do. And I'm at a stage of my career right now where it's like I'm getting opportunities that are beyond my wildest expectations. I had no idea that in my 50s, because usually for women in Hollywood, that's a time that they put you out to pasture, like you ain't got nothing else to offer. And the baby boomers of today, from Vivica to Latifah, Jennifer Lopez, have huge corporations now that are doing television shows, movies, getting married again, like all kind of good stuff is going on. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So you still like doing it?
I do. Like, I love it. Like I said, the opportunities that are happening now, they wouldn't have happened 20 years ago.
I knew a lot about your career, but part of doing this is you go back and do a little research.
Okay.
You just said 3 decades.
That I've been doing this?
Yeah.
I've been acting since 1989.
And I'm not even sure I knew all of that, all the different roles that you played.
Started off in soaps. Actually, I started modeling, and then that led to commercials, then led to daytime soaps, then led to nighttime shows, then led to movies, then led to doing theater, hosting now, and becoming an executive producer and director.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is the industry changing enough so that people with that level of history and talent, people of color, women of color?
Yes.
Monique was on with us, and she said that we still describe successful Black women as successful Black women, not just successful women in the field of arts, entertainment, and what have you. Are you getting your just due, you and others, for that kind of career?
Well, I don't mind the title of a successful Black woman because that's what I am.
Okay.
You know, I always want to make sure that my community knows that I am a representation of our community. So, yeah, I'm a successful woman, but I'm mainly a successful African-American woman, and I'm very proud of that title.
Yeah, and that's something we should wear as a badge.
Absolutely. But like I said, we're getting opportunities now that 20 years ago wouldn't happen, because I can never forget that when I first started acting, they would tell us, like, why are we a co-star? Why are you a co-star? Well, because we don't sell internationally. You can't get ratings. And boy, are we proving that wrong now. We have Fox Soul, BET, Hulu, Tubi. We have so many networks and that are giving us opportunities to executive produce, to star, to be behind the scenes. We have Shondaland. You know, it's just wonderful.
So is that the biggest change you've seen over the years? Because you were one of the few who did actually get out there and have that level of success. Independence Day is a huge success years ago.
Yes.
More doors are being open now for others. But is that the biggest change you've seen in the industry over the years?
Well, you're seeing us in more power positions. And when I say that, we are producers, writers, directors. So our stories are truthfully being told now. Whereas when I first started acting, they would tell us, well, this is the way that Black people interact with each other. This is how Black people love each other. Like, I'll never forget, and Two Can Play That Game, they was just going to tell me that I was going to drive a BMW. I said, no, I'm not. I will be driving a convertible Jaguar, and it's going to be red.
Okay.
Red hot. And it's going to drop, and I'm going to have on this yellow Versace suit. And, you know, I am going to be modern.
Okay.
And I fought for a lot of those images that you saw and to play that game. I remember I turned down the script 3 times because I didn't like the representation of us as people. Moore's character was, he wasn't strong enough for me. I said, this movie has got to, for it to be successful, has got to be like a battle of the sexes, who one thinks I'm gonna have the upper hand, and then we go through changes. But the main thing is, if you really love each other, then you will make that sacrifice for love. But at first, I hated the way Keith was written. And Shantae was just awful. And I was like, no, she's gotta get her face cracked too.
But is that the biggest thing we don't see? Like, I haven't been in those rooms. I've been in them in TV, and you have similar discussions when you're like, yeah, that's not cool. That's gonna be offensive to somebody. I'm glad I'm in the room. But are those some of the discussions we're not familiar with that are going on behind the scenes? We just see, you were the star.
Right.
We don't see how many steps it took to be a star you were comfortable being.
Yes, there was a lot of steps. And you have to learn to say no, you know? And I think that's the hardest thing, because they were like, hey, we're giving you an opportunity to star in a movie. You should take this opportunity. But it's like, no, but it's got to be right. And I did not like the way Shantae was written. Like I said, there was just a lot of problems that I had. So I had to walk away and say no. And finally, Clint Culpepper over at Sony Studios was like, look here, this movie ain't gonna happen unless we have Vivica Fox in it. I said, okay, then let's work together. So know your power. But I have a good saying, know your place, play your position, and stay in your lane. You've got to know when it's time to speak up. Like, don't be like walking in the room bull in a China store, because they gonna mainly close the door behind you. But if you say, well, I have issues with certain things, and it's not what you say, it's how you say it, so.
It's fun, not fun, that's not a fun story, but it's fun because we just had boxing legend Bernard Hopkins.
Oh, I remember Bernard Hopkins, who was on with us. Yes.
You know, oldest champion, all of those kind of things. And he tells similar stories about being in the room as the champion and still having to talk to people about his worth.
Yes.
You know, and his quote is, you know your value, because if you don't, someone will tell you your value and it will be less than you're actually worth.
Well, you know, for women, they say that we don't ask for enough. We're afraid to ask for a raise or to say, what is my co-star, who may be, you know, a man, you know, to make sure that we're getting equal pay. And, you know, that's changed a lot, especially in the last 5 years, where you've come to find out 2 stars of maybe the same television show and the man's making $200,000 more than her. But those days are changing because women are speaking up.
Now that you're in these power positions, and we're going to talk about doing so many things, but now you're in those power positions more so than perhaps in the past.
Yes.
Do you feel an added responsibility to pull along the next generation, to educate the next generation?
Absolutely. And I was taught that lesson by Pam Grier. I had an opportunity to interview Pam Grier. BET did a show called Legends, and I was crying the whole time. I hated it. I was just so, but I love her. She's the reason that I named my production company, Foxy Brown Productions, after me seeing this beautiful, strong woman on a film screen, which, you know, back in the day we didn't, and she was unapologetically strong. Yeah. And she's highly educated and beautiful. So when I got to interview her, she's like, baby, why you keep crying? And I said, because I can't believe how gracious and kind you are and that you're dropping all these nuggets on me. And she said, it's what I'm supposed to do. And Vivica, I challenge you to do the same thing. So when the young actresses work with me, most of the time they come in, they're nervous. We go to take a picture and they're like, and I'm like, baby, you're shaking. And they're like, I'm just so nervous. I didn't think you'd be so nice. So I feel like I'm fulfilling what was handed down to me. You know, you have to realize you can't always be the star. You have to, if you want to stay in business, you have to go to different chapters. Like, I was a young ingenue, then I did older roles, and now I'm behind the scenes a little bit more with producing, and I've directed. So it's chapters to this, you know, there's levels to these chapters that you have to gracefully go into, I feel. Yeah.
Modeling, you said, TV shows, soaps, obviously success in movies. You have the book.
Yes.
Also,
every day I'm hustling, hustling.
And throughout your career, you've been pretty open in sharing experiences, challenges, successes. Why so open? That's got to be a lot in that kind of spotlight.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I used to be very guarded just because I, early in my career, was picked apart things that I didn't know. I was naive to. Not knowing, like you said, people pick little segments to use for clickbait that we now know that's clickbait. To sell things, and you get it, you know, like I, had to learn the business behind people being successful and how they work things and not hold it against them. But my publicist, I'll never forget that he said, time for you to do a book. I said, hold on, you know, I ain't no kiss and teller. I don't do that. I don't need to do that to get attention or for people to validate my success. I work hard. Mm-hmm. He goes, no. You've been through a lot. You're a beautiful woman and you're 50 years old that's having an amazing resurgence in your career. Vivica, share that journey of that. You don't have to, you know, pillow talk or any of that, or, you know, share stuff that you don't want to share. Tell people how it was tough for you that when you first started acting, when you first came from Indianapolis, how you got and broke into the business. Then when the business said, what else you got? Then you figured out another chapter to go to. Share those journeys. Also, you can tell family stories, tell fun stories, you know, let people know you don't like to cook, that you're glad that your older sister cooked at Thanksgiving, you know, just fun stuff.
Right.
And it worked.
Did people accepted then that, I mean, you're not just Vivica, but you're just Vivica. You're just a person.
Yeah.
And people get a chance to see that. Does that change how people kind of viewed you?
Yes. And can I tell you, I'm also grateful for Fox Soul Cocktails with Queens every Monday.
Yes.
Because for me, it's like therapy sometimes on Mondays that I can sit down with other women. We can talk about life, challenges, faults, fun times. And I get to do it with three other women that I respect.
So it's very clear that you do this in media, because that's where I was going next with the Fox Soul.
Yes.
It's interesting because the Cocktails with Queens actually comes on Fox Soul right before the Pulse. So
yes!
I'm often sitting there.
We throw it to you every time.
Watching the show. I'm in the chat room. See, yeah.
yeah. The chat room can be vicious sometimes,
yeah,
right?
The chat room
we had
rough.
To get a hater last week.
Yeah, the chat room's rough. Right. Like, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Why is he on? I want more of the Queens.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, I mean, they asked me to come on the show. But at any rate, it's an interesting transition because there's been a lot of times where the discussion was about you and about the other Queens. And I don't necessarily mean on the show. I mean in life.
Oh, okay.
And now you guys are spending a lot of time talking about other things in the environment and critiques. Has that been a challenging shift? Because sometimes you're talking about friends that you actually might then go see, you know, later on that day.
But I always try to, with my comments, to be honest. I never tried. I've never been a mean girl. Mm-hmm. You know, I always try to speak my point objectively for if I know someone in show business, what I feel they may have gone through. Sometimes, you know, people just acting crazy. It seemed like they came back from COVID and just lost their mind. And if some people, some of the things they do, I don't agree with, I'll speak out about it.
Is that hard?
Because
you do. Y'all, the Cocktails with Queens, I now met you, met Claudia, loved the show.
Yeah.
But it seems like y'all are going viral every week. Like
something
that is said, somebody either takes out of context
or
in context, and it goes all over the world.
Yes.
Is that hard that now you're talking for consistent periods of time, knowing somebody might take a clip?
Yeah. Well, it's part of the gig. You know, I've learned not to take it personal. It's just part of the gig. The only thing that bothers me sometimes is when they just take a small part and they don't tell that whole story. Like, let's say, for instance, the other day I went to an event and everybody's just killing the Will Smith thing. You know what I mean? That I literally had to look at the lady and go, you know, I'm here for a kids event, right? And I think a little bit everybody's tired of talking about this. The audience has let us know. I think it's all time for all of us to move on.
Yeah.
The next day, the headline is, Vivica thinks Will Smith should get a second chance. I just said, he'll be back. He deserves a second chance. He's very talented. But it is what it is. So I didn't take it personal and go, oh, the next time I go on the red carpet, I'm not going to talk to that person. You know, it's just the business we're in.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be challenging, too, because you've worked extensively with both sides of the Will Smith issue. And I don't want to go back down that path. So let's keep it moving on past that. But that's part of what I mean by consequences when people who are friends of yours hear comments. I say stuff and they may or may not hear it.
But Vivica says it and it's going viral.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Fox Soul growing at an unbelievable rate.
Yeah. Congratulations to James DeBose. You got named Pioneer of Television. Congratulations.
So I've only met him on the phones and
me
interaction.
Too.
Yeah. So do you have the same
and Zoom meetings?
And he is very much the I want to see this happen.
Yeah.
Y'all figure it out. Yeah. And that's kind of the vision of Fox. So has that been cool? It's like a startup that is now tens of millions, hundreds of millions of views. And you've kind of been there to help it grow.
Yeah. I'm proud of it. You know, I work a lot of times with independent filmmakers, fresh businesses that are needing names to help launch the business. Mm-hmm. I feel honored by that, that the brand of Vivica A. Fox can help productions get opportunity and exposure. So if you look at it positively, mm-hmm. more than, okay, y'all use me. I didn't. I just feel like, hey, in the future, if I want to start a brand or a television show or something like that, she was successful with Fox Soul. She was successful with independent films mm-hmm. to get them exposure and financing. Like Tubi. Tubi almost got a Vivica Fox station now. So, you know, we all got to start somewhere. And I think that if you get too big for your britches and don't give back, then you're eventually going to get lost in you.
Well, and as it grows, you're now there from the growth yeah. to the top.
Absolutely.
So now you're kind of sitting there, like, y'all remember I was here when these doors opened.
Yeah.
You know, so holla at me. It's time to renegotiate contracts. So,
hey, yeah. Let's just keep that real.
Look, I got Once 3 months year. Worth of contracts. I didn't say that. Okay. I'm negotiating on behalf of Ms.
Of Vivica. He right. like, just so y'all know, when y'all come back for another season.
I still
season.
Got a mortgage.
Me too.
Yeah. I still need this gig.
Yeah. I mean, we do work. Yeah. And, you know, I love that. For Cocktails with Queens yeah. every Monday. I can do it from my house okay. or wherever I am.
Y'all went on tour not that long ago.
Well, no, we
birthday.
Celebrated my birthday.
Happy birthday.
And let me tell you, we had to fight for them to have us all damn near in the same two rooms. We tried one, but okay. we ended up doing two different rooms, but it was the first time that we were all together. See, now that I know this, that I'm going to let them know. I'm going to let them know because we've all been trying to, all four of us, because yeah. we just feel like, hey, wouldn't we be great for the talk show? A lot of shows got canceled.
Yeah.
How many shows do you see with four beautiful African-American women on that are from different walks of life? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Claudia's been a host. Selena is from the music industry. Lisa Ray and I are from television, film, and modeling world. So, you know.
So we got a fourth position. If y'all want to come do stuff in Philly.
I'm trying to tell them. I'm taking
note.
Set
it all up right in here.
Right. It can be done.
Yes.
Yes.
Bunch of movies, bunch of success. Now Vivica A. Fox, business person,
yes.
continues to expand. Tell us about what you're doing in business.
It's why I'm here in Philadelphia today. Yeah. The Vivica Fox Hair Collection, we've been in business for over 15 years.
Wow.
Amacore Productions is based in, how you say this word, y'all? Cocoshawan, or the city, what's it? Where they located?
Here?
Yes.
Conshohocken?
Conshohocken. See? I'm telling you, at least I keep it real.
Philly's different. We're yeah. different. We changed.
Some of y'all titles, I'll be like.
Skookle and all that kind of stuff.
You're like, oh,
that's
my
all right.
goodness.
Yeah, but lived anyway, here all my life, and I had to learn.
Yeah, so they're based here in Philly. Well, on the outskirts. Mm-hmm. But we always come here every year. We've done it for 15 years, except we didn't get to do it for a year and a half because of COVID.
Yeah.
But I'm here to do the annual hair shoot. And we did Fox News this morning. And Philadelphia is just good for me. And mm-hmm. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Indianapolis, Indiana. So the fact that I kind of, for my hair collection, get to come here is beautiful. Other business things. I've executive produced and starred in over 50 films. For the Lifetime Network, the Still Wrong, It's Right, Friend.
Wow.
50, yes, I know. We even have a spinoff
busy.
Of Lifetime Movie Network's Keeping Up with the Joneses, which is a miniseries that where yeah. we have five beautiful African-American women as the leads that I'm very proud of. Let me see, what else am I doing? I'm about to go head back and do two Christmas films, one in Los Angeles for Lifetime, and then I'm headed to Canada to do a film with Ashanti, A Diva Christmas Carol, executive produced by Idris Elba. Then I will head to London
okay.
to host Secrets of the Interrogation Room, which I'm glad the whole hosting thing is taking off for me. So I'm busy. Then I come back, and I'm about to do six new Car Shield commercials. I have become the new spokeswoman. No, look, the car commercials is good.
I'm not mad at
you. Okay.
I'm laughing because I was about to get a Car Shield. Now I'm gonna tell them
that's because Vivica
like promo code Vivica
yes.
to see if I can get the discount
Absolutely.
On the code.
I'll hook you up.
You don't have to. I'm guessing, and I don't count other people's money, but 30 years of doing this,
yeah.
50 shows, however many movies and TV shows, multiple businesses. You don't have to do this. You just
love
doing
what
this?
I do.
Yeah.
To jinx.
Okay.
I love what I do. I really do. And I'm just so glad that at this stage of my career, that I'm not jumping through hoops for roles. I really don't have to audition anymore. You know, they call my agent with offers. So I'm grateful for this chapter. I don't take it for granted at all.
Okay. How long do you want to do it?
Probably about another 10 years. And after that, I'm going to go probably have some retirement in Jamaica or some island because I love warm weather. And I usually go to Jamaica every year to celebrate my birthday. So, yeah, so I would say for about another good 10 years. I'm going to say 10 years. But then if I work after that, I'll just do what I want to do. That where I kind of greenlit it. They can send me the information. I'm like, approved, yes, no.
Couple more. Yeah. I appreciate you taking this much time.
You're welcome.
After all of this time in the business, all of this success, and so many positive stories to tell, any regrets that so much of your life is working? You know, so much of it is movies and TV and, you know, for a long period of time.
I have to think about it. The only regret I would have was that I didn't have children. Okay. But I have 6 godchildren. And I've said this before. One thing I have to do is spend an afternoon with my godchildren. I'll be like, ooh, I'm good. That would be my only regret, to be honest with you, because I love what I do. And
just too busy? Just too many things going on?
It just didn't happen. It just didn't happen for me. You know, I love children. It just, like I said, it just didn't happen for me. And I'm okay with that because I have so many other blessings and wonderful accomplishments. Because, you know, with women, they try to tell you, oh, because you don't have a family, are you unfulfilled as a woman? And it's like, no, quite the opposite.
I don't think a lot of people are going to say your life is unfulfilled.
Oh, I've heard it. I was literally at a woman's conference one time, and one lady stood up, and the whole audience turned and looked at her like, how dare you say that to Miss
Vivica? Just because of children.
Yeah.
Because so the 30-plus years of successes, all the things that are going on in various fields, bringing along the next generation, entrepreneur, and somebody whittled you down to...
That you're not a mother. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That moment went viral. And it was a huge discussion amongst women because they were just like, why is a woman validated by whether or not she's a mother? Or even for men as well, too. It just sometimes doesn't happen. Doesn't mean you're not happy.
Yeah, it's rough, though, that you have to explain that. Mm. And I guess that's the nature of all of this.
Out of all the things I've done in my career, that was the one thing that she could get up and say.
Welcome to the Pulse. Completely unfulfilled.
Agreed.
I wonder the kind of things people say.
Yeah.
Do you like, I asked Claudia this also when she was on, do you like the fact that you have this voice now on Fox Soul to push back against some of these things, to advocate and champion for women, particularly African-American women? Like, you don't have to live in the soundbite role. You have that voice to push back and explain it.
Oh, absolutely. I love that people value my opinion. I love that they hear my voice because I don't speak out just about celebrities. I speak out for issues that affect our community. We definitely talked about the overturning of Roe versus Wade. Mm. So politically, I've always been heavily involved, which would surprise a lot of people. I ran with Joe Biden to help him. You know, I got out there on the streets and got votes. With Obama, went out there and kissed babies, handed out coffee and donuts. You know, I care about Generation Next and what happens to my community. I think it's always so awful when actors or people that are celebrities don't give back to the community because the community has made them and pays their salary. So for you not to care is selfish.
I had a good friend and mentor when I started doing this who said that success is great, but your goal should be significance.
I like that.
Yeah, and it seems like you very early on walked into that. So that's got to feel good.
Thank you.
No,
that's
absolutely.
A wonderful compliment.
I appreciate you. We're getting ready to wrap up. But as you know, with The Pulse, we always end with use your voice for good.
Yes.
We're going to give people the opportunity to use their voice for good. You've been doing that. But is there something specifically that you want to leave with people, either advice or something you're championing right now? How are you using your voice for good?
To stay involved in the community, especially for us as a people, we have to continue to grow, to go forward and grow, especially for Generation Next. I feel that we need to keep making sure what's going on in our community. Vote. Y'all, please, you cannot complain about when the government or when things happen in your community. If you don't vote and hold your representation, your representatives responsible for how your things are affected in your community, you have no room to complain. Please vote.
You're going to leave it there. These are attached, so I can't mic drop. We can go ahead and call
it. We can do it together.
Right. Boom. That's the end. Thank you so much doing this. My Fox Soul family continues to grow. I will be watching everywhere. Not just Cocktails with Queens, all the show, and telling people to go continue to support your businesses as well. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I do. And then I'm going to close it out, y'all. You all, you have been watching The Pulse with Bill Anderson, right?
Yeah.
Got it. I almost didn't have his last name. I'm due to pick up
on that. That's why it's up there.
I know, in case I didn't see it this whole time. Hey, what up, y'all? This is your girl, Vivica A. Fox, and you are watching The Pulse with a very handsome Bill Anderson.
I'm going to just leave it there. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the Pulse with Bill Anderson podcast today with Miss Fox, Vivica A. Fox. That was fun. She's got a lot of stories. She's been doing this for a minute, but you almost forget all of the successes, the blockbusters, the thing that she's been involved in throughout her career. And it was also really nice to hear that she takes her success very seriously and takes her responsibility to the next generation very seriously. She's somebody who's very easy to root for, and I'm glad that she spent some time with us. A reminder, if you're ever in Philadelphia and you want to watch the show locally, we air on Fox 29 in Philadelphia at 6:30 in the evening on Mondays. Of course, we air nationally on Fox Soul Streaming Network, 9 p.m. on Mondays all across the country. And then you can always head on over to YouTube to check out full episodes of The Pulse and subscribe to this podcast. So every Monday when a new podcast comes out, you'll get a notification. We love to hear from you. So follow me on social media at Bill A. Fox 29. Send me your thoughts, your suggestions, your critiques, whatever's on your mind. And of course, I leave you as I always do by reminding you, whenever you can, use your voice for good and have a good one.